Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite AfterBuzz TV after show begins, I'm so excited to tell you that my new cookbook is out. It's called The Every Girl's Guide to Cooking. It's the quickest, fastest, easiest, most amazing recipes for kitchen newbies and chefs alike. Please check out MariaMenounos.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
No, you
Aww. Hey, buzzers, welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Hit the Floor After Show and a very heart-wrenching episode today. But we have just for you Miss Valerie Ortiz, who's talking to us exclusively for the first time since the episode aired. So I know you have tons of questions. Make sure you join us in the hashtag ABTV. Hit the floor and we'll try to answer as many questions as possible. I'm your host, Ali Kona Bradford. You can tweet me at BoysInBeauty01. And of course, it's Val. Hey!
She's alive!
Oh, thank God.
That's crazy.
And
this song, yeah. Like, why?
Just trying to pull your heartstrings a little bit more.
I know.
All right, let's move it on down. Introductions, guys.
Hey, it's Robin with the V McSweeney here, and you can find me at B Stays Busy, B-I-Z-Z-Y, on all social media platforms.
What's good? It's Cameron Penny. How you doing out there? Hit me up on the gram. Slide up in a DM. Holler at me. At Cameron Penny.
I can't.
And you know things are bad when Cameron enters the show in a very somber attitude.
This is very, very emotional show. And it was very emotional because we got to watch it with her herself. So she's in there dying on TV.
But
she's,
oh, my God.
They're all three of them are on the couch crying at one time. Sharing a box of Kleenex. I'm the only guy in there like,
oh,
I thought you guys.
You were crying, too. Okay. What are you talking about?
I got fans out there.
I don't care. Whatever. Anyways, I think we should just get into the episode and just start talking about everybody dealt with Raquel's slow passing in a different way. And I feel like at the beginning of the show, we were still led to believe that there's hope. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, there was still the humor that Kat brought to her character.
Always.
And I felt like her making the jokes about Dr. McHung, I'm like, there'll be a way to turn this around somehow, some way. But no, anybody else? Did anybody else? I'm wondering viewers.
Well, you guys heard my prediction last week.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't think she was going anywhere. I mean, obviously, I didn't want her to go anywhere. So it was very devastating. Why?
Hashtag
why?
Hashtag I don't know.
Hashtag Ray Kyle, you know?
Well, at the beginning of the season, they tell you that this was going to
That was crazy. I found out in the very beginning, and the hardest part was I couldn't tell my cast, and I couldn't tell anybody. And so that was torture, to be completely honest, because you know you want to kind of celebrate, you know,
right,
and be like, woo-hoo,
right.
You know, it's like graduation. But I didn't get a chance to do that until they got the script. So that was tough, and it was a crazy time in my life anyway. You know, when it rained, it pours. I was going through a divorce, and then I find out, I know this, and it's
didn't
just...
hear about that.
Yeah. And it's something I, you know, haven't talked about a lot, but so when I did get that news, I was like, oh, gosh.
Awesome. How did Miguel take it?
Miguel.
Can you say Miguel for us?
Miguel. The cast always makes fun of me for that. He was fine. He, you know, acting. I don't even know if he really knew
what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. Super cute. But yeah, so it was nuts. It was nuts. Especially keeping that a secret.
Mm-hmm. That's the hardest part.
Yeah, with the cast and then from some of my family, of course. I told everybody at different times.
Could you tell? You couldn't tell your family?
I could. I mean, you know, obviously I'm like
this
with my mom.
They're in Orlando, like, hey.
But I didn't. I actually didn't tell them for a while just because I knew they'd be so sad. So it took a minute to tell them.
How were you able to emotionally deal with all that? Because that's a lot. You guys became such a family.
I know. It was hard. I think But, you know, luckily the writing is so good and it kind of let emoting and letting all that out.
Yeah, that was going to be my question. Like, so with the emotion of, you know, you leaving the show, the emotion you had off screen, you probably channel all of that into the real tears.
Absolutely, yeah. No, and too, obviously, a lot of people know about Stephanie.
Right.
And so that there's just so much truth and so mm-hmm. much involved emotionally for everybody. So I think, like you said, on and off screen, there was a lot of real things
right.
going on and
right.
things to take from. So, but now we're here. And I anticipated this moment for so long. And especially when we found out that the show was going to be held off till, you know, now, you know, mm-hmm.
right.
we were in May. I was like, oh man, I can't tell anybody. This is gonna suck, but here we are.
So let me ask you this, though. As far as Raquel is concerned, what did you do as an actor as far as emotionally to put yourself in her shoes dealing with the things that she was dealing with?
You know, what's crazy is that I never heard about this disease. And it's funny because you guys were like, oh, is it heart murmur?
Sorry.
No. I still didn't get the name.
Go ahead and say it first real quick.
Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy.
Okay.
Yeah, that doctor hit it. Whoever that actor or doctor, he nailed it.
Yeah, so one of our grips actually had this condition.
Oh, my.
So I got to talk to him, which was fascinating and scary and sad. And, you know, they didn't know the ending of
right.
my character, so I was kind of like, oh, this is awkward. But really sweet man, and he, you know, just I got to learn more about how he got it and his experience and how he's been living with it. And I know someone else who actually has it. And then even through Twitter, you know, a lot of people were tweeting that they could relate because of different heart diseases and things
wow.
like that. So I don't want to say it made it easier, but having those real conversations with these people who are dealing with it, you know, kind of brought it more to home and just, you know, more real to me.
Wow.
I mean, Raquel, I will say this. I noticed as watching the episode, she handled it so well, and maybe it came full circle as far as her talking to Asha about being a woman. But as I'm watching it, if it were me, I'd be freaking out. I mean, I know there's nothing you can do, but I'd still
right.
be upset. I'd be crying. I'd be a mess. And she was just so calm about everything.
I know. I probably would be the same way, especially with Miguel. And reading that story, I mean, when I read the script, I was like, bah! You know? And so, of course, in the scene, she's put together. She tells him, you know, what she says about the fireflies and, you know, she's going to be with him. And I was like, oh, man, like as a mother. And I have a lot of close friends who are young moms. So I talked to them a lot about that, how you would tell your son. I was channeling a lot of close people.
You had a lot going
life.
On, huh?
Ooh, Lord. The writers did me good.
I'd be doing that scene, crying through the story. They're like, you're not supposed to be crying. I know, I'm sorry.
Seriously, we're all sniffling watching this episode. It was
yeah.
very hard.
Yeah, I heard in death sometimes some people come to peace with it. Like, hey, I'm happy.
Right.
I'm dying. There's nothing I can do. I know where I'm going. So maybe that's what the
yeah.
character was saying.
Plus, as a
yeah.
mother, you have
mm-hmm.
to be strong. I mean, for the character, you have to be strong for Miguel. You know.
And, you know, Raquel's kind of been that person for
the
everyone.
Mother. She was always like the mother of the team.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
she's kind of, you know, she takes everything as it is. She's, I mean, she, it was always like, really? Like, can Raquel catch a break?
Seriously.
Right.
I thought the baby daddy was at least going to do a pop-up in this episode.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No pop-up
nope.
baby daddy.
Nope.
It happened
really
all
quick,
too fast.
Sorry, a note to my engineer. Can we pull up the hashtag so we can start reading some of our tweets?
Yeah, and I'm trying to tweet to anybody, and it's not loading, and I'm
sorry,
trying to tell you guys to watch.
Sorry, we have the worst service ever in here.
Working.
But anyway, yeah, if we can pull up that hashtag, that would be amazing. But, you know, one of the things I was saying, though, is everybody in this show had a different way of emotionally dealing
yeah,
with
yes.
the news. And I will say, I do like that they did deal with that. With everybody from Pete,
yeah.
you know, all
right.
the way to Sloan, which I know that you were telling me mm-hmm. the whole situation with Kimberly, how she
yeah.
found out. So why don't you share with,
well,
with
you
some
know,
of the fans.
Even like how you guys and a lot of the fans, I think when we got our scripts, we always get two at a time. We got 7 and 8. And so at the end of 8, as you guys remember, you know, she says she has weeks to live. I don't know, days. So, at that point, I was allowed to talk to the cast about it. And, you know, it was kind of like, okay, yeah, she has days to live. But I was filming with Kimberly, and I don't even remember if we were filming, but we were talking about Raquel's heart condition, and she asked me, like, oh, something about, like, oh, what do you think they're going to do with that or whatever? And I was like, you know, and I kind of just started explaining, like, yeah, I think, you know, my last day is blah, blah, blah. Or so, I don't even know what I said, but she was so shocked, and she, I think, was also thinking that there was going to be some kind of twist, and so it was hard. Wow. And I think what was hard for me too is I lived with it for so long, and then I was okay. So then to relive it with people when they found out, it was right. And then like watching it today, it was like ugh. And then seeing all the tweets and.
Well, one funny. Thing we know is, Sloan, you're next.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying what Oscar said. I'm going to kill Sloan Hayes. And by the fact, Raquel says, damn.
I mean, there were a few confessions of undying love in that chat box, by the way, FYI. So,
hi. Yeah, that dance, my God, that dance.
Oh, was so beautiful.
Oh, my favorite.
Yes.
That dance, seeing that dance, everybody.
Where'd y'all shoot that at out here?
We shot it up in Santa Clarita,
I was gonna say it was truly heavenly, like the whole. And I love that they did bring in the fireflies, and again, that's how Asha dealt with everything. And at first, I thought she was just gonna do a dance in the arena, and I was like, you know, because she says, you know, let's go for a drive, and I'm like, she gonna drive her to the arena
that's
and just
the first thing
flop
I thought,
her
I
in like... the middle of the basketball court and dance around her, because that's a little weird. I'm really glad they did that, though.
Yeah, It was awesome. And that, even the song, like just everything, the way it was cut.
It was very beautiful.
Emotional.
Yeah, the girls did great.
Okay, no more emotion.
No more emotion. They're
yeah,
still...
it is killing me.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, CC freak.
Killed those scenes. Yes, she did.
Justin Peters. This is cool. That's been honestly like.
Oh.
What?
Did they make an S?
I did not notice the S.
With the landing
for Stephanie. Yeah. Really quickly, though, just for any of our fans who may not be familiar with who Stephanie is, can we just tell them, you know, real briefly without getting even more emotional?
Well, she was a devil girl. She was one of the dancers on the show. And she was very loved. So, and very talented.
Yes, very talented.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, all right. We're like, let's bring it back up. Too much, yes. Justin Peters says there is too much. There's a lot going on. And Yelena, Logan Browning has been killing this season for me as well. Just doing such a beautiful job of showing us that vulnerability in Yelena's
character.
Which
everybody's been craving from Yelena. Right, and right. Raquel and I think Terrence were the two that have seen that the most of her in those intimate moments. But yeah, it's been so beautiful being able to, and the way they've written it, you know, to have her have those moments and kind of see, because every villain or, you know, everybody who's so hard and tough, you know, there's always that why. And she's done such a beautiful job with it.
You know, and also too, we knew that they had history because there was always, even when Raquel didn't make the team, you know, Yelena came into the playground and had her talk with her, and she's always going with her advice, and I love that that's how their moment was.
Right.
And the fact that, you know, Raquel brought up a good point. Like, you, strong, strong woman, and you're coming to me for advice, which is really flattering.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, Logan was always not one of my favorites on the show, but now I can understand why she wasn't. She had a lot of issues, layers that she had to go through to really find out why she was the itchy person that she was. And yeah, but it brought me back to y'all in the first episodes when you lost and you got to become the bartender, and there was always a relationship, and she was the last person to see you pass.
Last moment.
So that was like
magical.
Damn.
And it was because of her that Raquel became a devil girl. I mean, she kind of gave her that nudge and that in.
Yeah.
So a lot of the things that Raquel loved and wanted to do and wanted to have life be, which was, you know, her biggest dream was to dance. Yelena gave that to her. She took it away, but she gave it back.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I know what I was gonna say. That little nugget of information that she dropped is the fact that she was there for you when you, well, you know what I mean, when Raquel had Miguel in the labor room, and I was like, oh, that's really cool. And they really, really do have history more than I think anybody else in the show, really. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Like that, they were best friends. I mean, she was, I mean, think about it. If somebody's in the room seeing you give birth, like, that's close. Not just
that's
like,
real
hey,
close.
Girl. That's, you know what I mean? That's a lot. That's a lot. So, it was really beautiful scene, and I don't know. It's just been cool to kind of see the whole evolution of all these different relationships.
I really thought Yelena was going to tell you that she couldn't have a baby when you were like, I'm sorry, I won't be there for you. Right. Like, I thought that was that moment.
Yeah, that was crazy how you said that.
And I was just kind of like, go, Yelena, tell her. Go. But the moment you guys had after was still, you know, monumental regardless. Right. But I really thought that was the moment. She's still holding on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did she say? I don't want to be alone.
Yeah.
That's
still heartbreaking too. And that is obviously the root of why she may not want to tell him. And obviously he keeps on without meaning to, but rubbing sand in the cut. Yeah, because he's like, I have to have this, you know. Mm-hmm. And in the conversation when she's looking at the babies, and he's just on a way different plane than she is.
But I feel like that's why she needs to tell him, so that he can be a little more understanding and not like.
And I think
stop
he
being
would be.
Selfish. Yeah, he just thinks she's being Yelena just thinking about herself, and it's like, no, there's much more.
That's a very sensitive subject, though.
Oh yeah,
that's super. If you can't have no kids, that's like, wow. Why am I alive if I can't reproduce and give my love and blessings to somebody else?
But who not else to share it with than your partner?
I'm Megan Dot Miguel. Hopefully.
I know a lot of people on Twitter and stuff were suggesting that, which is so cute. Like, you guys are just, like, really good writers and coming up with all these stories. So, who knows?
Oh, I like. I say I like that you had shared with me that somebody tweeted at you about giving you German's heart.
A lot of people did. Gosh. They're like, because they thought that maybe if he would die, they're like, well, I got it. German's gonna.
That's
give
super
Raquel.
Fans right there.
Yeah, her heart. Which, because you even said it, and we're reading stuff, and I just in case I don't even get to, like, that's been, and I'm gonna get emotional. The coolest part about all of this is you guys tweeting and coming up with stories.
I see
and
tears.
I know, I have
and
already.
And tears, here they come.
And just being so supportive and so involved and everything that you've said, I've read so far. I'm favoriting your stuff because we can't spoil it for the West Coast. But thank you so much because it's so nice. And, you know, one of those things that you don't, you know, like some of us get to do what we love. And to even have the opportunity for people to care so much and watch your story from beginning to end as a character is really beautiful. So thank you for caring. Thank you for tweeting me, Instagramming me, all your comments, messages. I love it. And I just had to say that just in case we didn't get to.
Hashtag Team Raquel.
Thank you. Yeah,
see, and that is why Valerie Ortiz is amazing. Just as a person. Just such a beautiful person.
Yes, seriously. The perfect person for that role, too.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And maybe, because you know James LaRosa likes to watch this show and check up on us, probably make sure we're not talking trash, but I'm hoping that you feel very guilty right now. Do you feel bad about yourself? Those are real tears. That's all.
Now, she got a spinoff coming.
Hey!
Spinoff coming.
There you go.
Different kind of show.
Right?
She's dead.
Now, speaking of German, though, the conversation that they had, I was a little upset with German. Obviously, Raquel never really, truly told him what was going on with her condition.
But
the fact that she's hanging on for dear life and wants nothing more than to live, and he has life, but he's just bitching, forgive me, but bitching about the fact that he can't die because he's got to be in jail because he pushed somebody off of a staircase.
He did it out of love. It's all Asha's fault.
There he goes.
Still on that.
Asha is the reason that he's going to, listen, I don't want to get into it, but listen, he's in there for love, and Asha really didn't, you know, she didn't really show no care. I was kind of disappointed that, you know, I thought she would be there more, but hey, listen, he didn't take his life. I thought he was just going to just take the scissors and cut a vein, but he didn't. But listen, I don't say it's being selfish. Nobody wants to give up 20 years. Sometimes you're debating whether I should die or go, but he did it out of love, so I don't blame him.
Yeah, and I do like the conversation, though, that he had with Derek. I think it took a big person for Derek to go in there. Not that Derek would ever be like, Here's scissors. It's okay. You'll be out of my life.
Right. Oh my God.
Can you imagine? Yeah, that'd be awful. But I do like the fact that the one thing that they admit that they have in common is their love for Asha, right, and that they want what's best for her. Mm-hmm. So.
No, German, I mean, not German, but Derek is really. He stepped it up when he absolutely turned down the booty. He's like, nah, I don't want no booty right
yeah
now.
Yes.
Just come lay your head on my pillow.
So and that shows how much he knows her.
Yeah. He grew, too.
And
yeah.
So it's like, I know
now you don't need this right now. Yeah, you need this. So shout out to Derek for that.
You know what's interesting, though, is when I was watching that scene and I saw Asha hop up on his lap and I was like, really?
They don't throw sex in the mirror.
Yeah, this is so weird and awkward, but even the way awkward she did it, and I'm sure that was something Taylor did intentionally, but the way she mounted. like, there's something about this seems lackluster, or I don't know. And obviously, it was coming from an emotional place of this is how I'm gonna deal because I don't know how.
And sometimes, some people, I mean, you know, some people go to alcohol, some people go to, I guess, sex. You know, it's something that will make you forget. Everybody has their vices.
Right. Quick fixes.
I'm guilty of the emotional sex. Super guilty.
There you go. So, like,
oh, man,
you know,
who died? Oh my God. Like, oh shit.
Take note.
Like, give it.
Like, so, yeah, that's, you know,
it's
how
a connection.
She,
it's like almost like I need, right, I need, we got to become one, but sometimes you can just cuddle and still get the same thing.
Yeah.
No happy ending, but be all good.
Hey, I'm good with the cuddles.
Yeah. Cuddles is good.
Cuddles are good.
Sweet moment.
You know, we haven't seen actually in the love department, anyways. I know that Sloane's been dealing a lot with Pete, but they've been very much, not platonic,
it's
but
been stressful.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Been
I think
super
it's weighing
stressful
down. But, you know, they've stuck by each other's side, especially Pete. He's really, really had her back. But yeah.
Ride or die.
Yeah.
Ride or, and ride,
I mean,
or die.
Yeah, that's a relationship that has God knows how many layers and interesting backstories that we don't know yet.
No, I was just saying, I know their I know their love is about to come to a test because Pete's like, do I have to go back and play for Oscar?
And I like he said that though.
Right?
I like that.
And it's going, him, it's about to go, it's going, Oscar's, I mean, Pete may have to do a German. He's going to have to intervene and
do a little push.
Maybe have to, it's going to go down in a minute. Is that a prediction or is that just
I don't know. But I mean, I do like that he's the one who put a little bit of a fight up at the hospital when Sloane's like, okay, we have a game. Really? Are we really going to go now?
Right.
Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, I wouldn't have gone. I mean, I know it's a game and it's your job and it's important, but I don't know. I wouldn't have gone.
Yeah. I don't know if I could have gone either.
Yeah.
I'm glad the.
But again, it goes back to
there
the way people deal with things.
Yeah,
like, you know,
different.
You just, some people
that's
just kind of got to
work through it.
Yeah, and then disengage.
Plus, sometimes you don't want to let the other person see you sweat. So it's like, okay, Oscar, you're back, but.
Mm-hmm. But right. Sloane crazy. She banging out windows and stuff like
Sloane.
I
don't
know
like,
either. She's a soldier.
I know, right? In the hospital. Like, what?
I love when she was like, there's only so many vending machines.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, let's talk about Oscar. First of all.
He's back.
First of all.
How
what
hell
was Sloane thinking? What was she thinking? You do not let that man out behind bars.
Lionel.
Okay. Yeah, I know, Lionel.
What did I say?
Sloane.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was like,
I'm emotional. What was she thinking? Yeah, sorry.
No,
what am I
she,
thinking?
You know, she definitely, I feel like she definitely dropped the ball on that one.
Oh, good.
And now
Lord.
She's going to be stuck as a sex slave, so. Yeah.
But I figured it out. Now I know why they're called the LA Devils. Because Oscar is the devil.
Oh, yeah.
Never make Satan a deal with the devil.
No.
He played Jude, he's got Lionel, and he's about to try to kill Sloane. So, Oscar, you're the devil.
Right.
Martha, where's Oscar at? We need you on this couch.
Oh, right. He's amazing.
He needs to come.
Is his name like Don?
Don Stark. And the funny thing is, actually, guys, we had him come in last season as a guest, and I'm used to seeing Oscar as Oscar.
Right.
But when you meet Don Stark in person...
He seems charming.
He's so hilarious.
So funny.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. He is so, so funny. Yeah. We'll come back, Don. Come back. Anyway, but yeah, even last episode when I was watching and she's getting him out, I'm going, oh my God. And she brought up a good point tonight when Jude said, you know, what's next for us? Well, I mean, I taunted him a lot. You screwed him over. We're basically both in a lot of trouble.
Right.
Then he put his hand on her knee like, I got you.
I mean,
that's slightly smart, though. That's slightly smart.
Oh, no, it's
because
brilliant.
I thought that he was just gonna be like, well, you know, let's kill Lionel. She's a pain in my ass. But instead, just make her suffer.
Yeah, right. I've been in jail for I don't know how many days. I need some women in my life. You know what I'm saying? Yes. So you're about to, you miss Oscar Kincaid.
I was nervous. I can't lie. When he said, "Come to Daddy," and he was actually talking to the chair. Oh. Lionel's face was like, like we're starting now.
Now
he was
right,
like,
here,
"Don't worry, I'm talking to the chair."
Here we go.
I was a little nervous.
I'm really curious to see, though, what is the interaction between him and Jude, and if he's actually going to say, well, son, I'll let you get away with that one. I was a butthole when you were younger.
No, he should say, intended. well played, and just kind of like...
Let it go. Yeah. I mean, since he's in the mood for truces, so he says.
Right.
I don't buy
that. I don't
trust
that one second.
But technically, he never really was on bad terms with Terrence or Yelena at any point.
Right. Ish. But I feel like, I mean, is Oscar on good terms with anybody?
Right.
I don't know.
You can't really peg that as being on good terms,
do we
period.
Know that?
No. But I think it's very smart for them to keep the team. I mean, not the team, but the
arena.
Facility. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And I like how she handled that.
Yeah, you know.
I like how she handled that.
And it was, for me, a little uncharacteristic of her, because usually the way she approaches business is the way she did with the gentleman that was on the phone, which is very much... aggressive.
Right.
And she was so just calm and, okay, well, I think it's reasonable.
And she's like, it shouldn't be a problem. We need to keep
was,
a part of
that was
of
definitely
this.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Let's see what's going on in the hashtag. Raquel, you will always be in my heart.
Aww.
Thanks, Edward.
Let's see what else.
I wonder how Kyle's death is going to change Kyle's character.
Yeah, that's what I want to ask, because you and Kyle got so close.
I know.
Like, you know, from your, you know, getting married. I always thought there was going to be a girl-on-girl scene. When James came here, I was like, James, you got two guys. You're going to have these girls, but it never happened. You and the dying. So how
I'm so sorry.
Were you and I know very disappointed. How you know you and Kyle's relationship, is this the same off screen?
Oh my gosh, it's so fun. I mean, you know, and you guys have had Kat here, so she is that girl. But you know, it was a lot of fun because Raquel had never had that much interaction with Kyle in past seasons. So this season, it was a lot of fun. It was obviously super funny. And when it got to those emotional scenes, it was super touching. And you always wish to work with another actor who you can just go all in with. And that's not always easy to do with everybody. But it was great with her. And I mean, some of those emotional scenes, I've talked to you about it. We did, and Kat and I, like, we laugh about it because we did over and over. And it was like, I don't know if I can cry anymore. Like, I've died in my head like 10 times. I love her. Everybody loves her. And she is everything you think she is.
Well, speaking of going on.
I mean, like, all the good stuff.
Yeah, sex on legs. Speaking of going, that's what they call her.
That's a
VH1. speaking of going all in, like, there was never you going all in. Like, everybody had that. Yelena was in the church,
right.
And you never really had that scene.
You really didn't, did you?
I know.
Huh?
My parents are so thankful to the writers for that. No. I know. The coolest, for my brother, hey, Hector, if you're watching, he was always like, oh, my sister gets to kiss Superman, you know, when Raquel had that stuff going on in season one. But no, Raquel
she was the perfect mom.
Yeah. You know, her journey, that wasn't part of it, so.
Even when you came out of the door from not this episode, but the last episode, when you brought home like one of the little go-go dancers.
Right.
It was just the end.
I know.
Like, they still didn't even show anything.
I know.
Yeah.
But she got it in. I mean, she had fun, and thanks to Kyle. I mean, she wasn't like not having
She got it
fun.
In.
She
it was behind closed doors.
Right.
Yeah,
she's a little classy about it.
Yeah.
But, no, I think she... You know, she's just...
She was the mom on the show.
She was the lady in the streets and the sheets.
Maybe.
Well, no, we don't know.
Right. But with that peacock little...
Did I miss that?
Or the feathers. The guy that she...
Oh, the dancer?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, that's kind of like... That's a little out of the box for somebody.
True.
For Raquel.
Because I didn't think he played for our team.
I didn't either.
I didn't,
yeah.
So, yeah, that was very risque.
Right.
So, way to get one in.
Bring him back.
Thanks to the writers.
Well, speaking of that, Jude.
Plus, oh my God. And that's another thing that I love to read with all the comments is all the Jude love. Like, I just get so excited. I don't know, because it's been so well taken, and everybody loves Jude, and they've been doing such a great job.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
I would say I like Jude.
Yeah.
I like his vulnerability. Mm-hmm. He is just, every scene, his face is like, you know, he's always like, what's, like, he's so naive to the fact of everything. I love his character.
But he's pulling so many things from Zero that Zero probably hasn't felt in such a long time. Yeah. And I really am liking him opening up in the whole sister situation.
Zero is starting to become the girl in the relationship now.
I know.
Before, he was the strong one. Yes. Now, Zero's starting to be like,
But that shows that they're both opening aside of each other. And that's why I think I'm so in love with that relationship.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I'm curious to know who the sister is because I feel like we know who she is.
Oh.
That's all we get from
next
her.
Next week.
Oh.
Next week.
I know. That's a Zood story.
Zood.
Yeah.
Raquel has got lonely teardrops.
Oh. Email. Yeah, everybody. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, Good is a great pairing and it was cast so well. Oh, I've just been so.
Was.
That's the coolest thing, too. For all of us, we don't get to see each other's work until we see it on air, you know, the stuff that we're not in. So it's really cool to see your cast be so I don't know. So
it's good. The internet. It's the internet.
Oh, yeah. So they're so good. And then I love to watch it and be like, you guys are killing it.
That's my boy.
Say, you know what? Actually, shout outs to Taylor because you guys had some really, really great moments. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I really enjoyed it. Good job!
Yeah, a lot of great acting.
Taylor. Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Can I ask you something? So, not to bring it back down again, but just to ask, the last day you shot, when everything was done with this episode, and you were walking off the lot, what was going through your mind? Like, what emotions,
tears,
thoughts?
And we're just, oh my God, I was so sad. I was sad.
Did you guys ever do, like, a little gathering or a party or a...
Not specifically, just... For me, I mean, we had our wrap party and stuff like that. But no, I think, again, for me, it was just different little stages of, like, mourning the show, that time in my life, mourning the experience, and just, you know, we were a family. We are a family, and it's all true, all the stuff
always
you see on Instagram and Twitter. So I'm like, oh, like, that chapter's over. That show's over. But it was awesome. It was great, and... I get emotional thinking about it. I loved every minute of it. My producers, writers, Crafty. Crafty's camera,
shout
everybody.
Shout out to Crafty.
I know. So it was super emotional, but it's good. It's good. I'm also in a really good place now. Gotten to do some new projects. I'm working with you on something, too. And so that's exciting for me. Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure fans, and I saw it in the chat as well, but I'm sure fans are curious, when can they see you next and where will they see you next?
Yeah, I don't know specifically when. I'm recurring on Switched at Birth, a really fun, cool character. I'm sure maybe you saw me tweeting it. Super different from me. I love her. And I'll be on Tyler Perry's If Loving You Is Wrong, too. I host American Latino TV. I'm going to be in your short film, and we're still in production of that. And I'm doing another film as well this summer. So I want to stay busy, and I am going to stay busy. And
you are busy.
Yes.
Yeah, that's work.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
I love
y'all. That's work, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, so I know we don't have a whole lot of time left. We'll get into some news and gossip. Is there anything else that we left out that we need to throw on the table before we go into all that?
Man, I don't know.
See, Raquel's dead. Yeah. Terrence and Elena can't
the
have
sister.
Kids.
Yeah.
Derek turned down sex. Sloan's about to die. Oscar's out of jail. Lionel's a sex slave. And German went to jail.
Why the hell are we on the panel?
Himself.
You know, I mean, you just... Show done.
Yeah, you covered all bases, Cameron.
Yeah.
Val, anything left for you that you want to bring up, talk about?
I can't wait till next week's episode. I mean, it's like this was a crazy episode. Imagine what
the
next
week
finale is.
Bring
it's
the heat
be
back.
Amazing.
Bring me some heat back before you go, please.
It's gonna be good. But yeah, no, for me, I'm signing out as Raquel Saldana.
Well, you were excellent.
Yes,
but again,
amazing.
Thank you for all the fans, for everybody who's watched and who's taken that journey with Raquel.
Yay.
All right, so if I could have my engineer start pulling up some fun pictures, just because, you know, I like pictures. Okay, so oh, I found this. I didn't realize this was on your Twitter, actually. Bad friend. But beautiful picture.
Thank you. I actually did that during Christmas break in Orlando. That's where I grew up, if you don't know.
Old town.
Yeah, so.
That's hot.
Yeah, Carlos Velez.
So. They need to turn that into an emoji.
How did they get the dress to look like it's blowing and your hair is not blowing?
Okay, so the stylist is actually holding it and like he was like, okay, drop it. And so that's, and then I, you know, she's like kind of off to the side and he edited it so you can't, I guess, see the side of her. But yeah, that's really what happened.
Oh, okay.
That's dope. That's smart.
I know, when I saw the photo, and what's crazy is when he did it and like he, I mean, he's just brilliant, you know, and he just showed it like right after it was done, like on the camera, and I was like, what? I was like, this is crazy.
I need that as an emoji. That yes. would be like hashtag unbothered.
Just chilling like what? Well, now that fans know that this exists, I'm sure it's going to end up on somebody's screensaver eventually at some point.
Thank you. That was a cool photo. It was. And it was such an impromptu, like my friend, I used to work with her and E, and she did my makeup, and she was like, are you in town? Let's do a photo shoot. Let's play. And I was like, okay.
Oh, random, totally random. So you were talking about growing up in Florida. Did not realize that you were actually born in Puerto Rico, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Puerto Rico!
Hey.
Puerto Rico! Hey.
You were just there?
I was just there. I had time of my life. San Sebastian Festival. Oh. Popping.
Nice.
I went to the Puerto Rican Day Parade before.
I still haven't gone.
You, what?
Bad no. Puerto Rican.
You gotta get it. Wait a minute.
No,
you got to go.
I'm so sorry. No, I know. I want to go. And Jello. I have family. And I know. I'm jealous. Yeah. I have family in New York, so there's like no excuse. Yeah. But yeah.
Gotta do better.
We gotta do better.
All right. So next. Yes, it is. Okay, so obviously. Busy girl. So this is a gala that you were attending, or you were hosting the gala.
I was. That was the coolest thing. I've never hosted an award show. So I was like, this is so nice. And Pooch was amazing, hilarious, and we had a really, really good time. That was actually the first time, because again, I grew up in Orlando, so my parents drove up, my brother, that my whole family and I were on a red carpet together, which you would think it's like I've been doing this for a little bit, but it was such a beautiful moment for me and just my family. It was nice.
That dress is everything.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to our next picture. Oh, okay, so this is a piece of the project that Val and I are working on right now, and I just like this picture because you are focused on going over your lines.
I know.
But I also want to give a shout-out to Arroyo Food Co-op, who was kind enough to let us use their facility. They're amazing. Everything is organic. No GMOs. Yeah, they're in Pasadena. So if you are a local, if you are in California. Oh, P.S., because I'm vegan, for those of you who don't know, it is so hard to find gummy bears that are vegan.
Oh.
Just little information, there are cow bones in gummies. Not so bueno. Anyway, so I found vegan gummy bears at the store, and I was very excited. And then also, last picture, if you look on top of my head, it's Mark E. Allen, a.k.a. Mark Rodriguez. He used to be one of our hosts here at AfterBuzz.
That homie.
Yeah, so fun little project. Should be out hopefully by the end of this year. Can't wait to share with you guys, and yeah. Oh, and let's end on a happy note.
Oh, whoa.
A tucci, amber tucci.
That a Jell-O or jelly?
Must be jam, because Jell-O don't shake like that.
Damn. Hey. I'm going to miss Raquel.
That's funny. Good times. That's a good memory.
Where was this at?
That was on set. That was my very first film upon living in L.A. Like, I had just got here in 2015. I moved really at the end of 2014, but I got that. And I'm a huge Jennifer Lopez fan, so everybody knows that. So when I got this, it was really like,
So for those of you guys don't know, this is from Date Movie, P.S.
Oh, yeah, Date Movie.
And you have to say her name.
I'm J-Lo.
There you go. Okay. Anyways.
That was fun.
So that's what I have for news and gossip right now. Let's get into some of our predictions.
Ooh,
now,
fancy.
You're after Buzz TV.
Well, you're not allowed to predict. I mean, you could, but we know that it would just be hot air because it just would be.
I listen.
Okay, so we know that next episode is going to be a huge episode. We're not really sure what. However, we also know that Asha finally grows some kahunas and she pushes Yelena against the wall. What sets her off?
I don't know. I thought she got a kiss.
Oh, please.
Oh, boys. Now, that would be, I mean, that would definitely be a twist, but I seriously doubt it. Seriously doubt it. I think
season
it's just,
four.
I think, you know what, honestly, it's probably that she just got to the final breaking point, having lost mm-hmm. such a good friend,
yeah.
and that friend being somebody in common on top of that, too.
Right.
She lost two. German's yeah. gone, now, you know,
yeah.
her friend's
so
dead.
At this point, all Yelena has to do is blink, and I think Asha's just ready to punch her in the face.
Yeah.
So I don't think that was really much of a prediction, but that's just where I'm at in my headspace. I don't know if one of you guys want to put something else better out there.
I feel like I don't know what there is left for German. I know he wants to end life, and I know Raquel kind of gave him that pep talk, like, you better be happy that you have it, because
yeah.
I wish I could still be here, and it's going to be gone in a matter of days or hours or whatever. But I don't see where we can go anymore with German.
Well, you know, here's the thing. First of all, someone needs to tell German what happened, because at this point he's in jail and may not really even know.
He may never know, too.
Maybe,
as far
maybe
as Raquel?
Not. Yeah. But I feel like this, and I think I said it before. We all talked about it. There's something more behind Chase. And I feel like he is truly the person who came along and finished off the job. So
right.
I don't know if that would change German's sentence at all if that did come to fruition, and maybe it would be attempted manslaughter or well, I'm not a legal person, I'm so sorry, but oh, involuntary attempted manslaughter? I don't know if that's even such a thing. Do
sounds
you know what
good.
I mean? But I really, really think that Chase came by afterwards and did something, whether it be broke her neck or did something, because how did she end up under the dirt? Do you know what I mean? Like, when we actually found her, they dug her up, and you just saw her hand coming out of the
right.
soil with the ring. Did German put her there?
We'll find out. And my prediction is next week's show is going to be crazy, so that means the after show is going to be nuts, and we hope to see all you guys here.
Yes. Also, too, we are trying to. It is in the works to have a post-season after show party, so we're going to try to get as many cast members from Hit the Floor squeezed into this little area and do a fun little after party
right.
just for y'all. So
like,
make sure you keep your eyes peeled for that April 4th.
Raquel's dead. I can't believe she's dead.
I know.
All right.
But thank you for coming by. You're beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. This was so fun, and I thank you for doing my first interview. It's finally
you'll
out.
You'll be in our hearts forever.
Yes.
All right, Buzzers. Well, thank you so much for joining us for this episode of our Hit the Floor After Show and tweeting with us your questions and all the love.
Love you.
We will see you next week. Make sure you follow all of us and, of course, send your love to Valerie. I'm Allie Kona Bradford at Boys and Beauty 01, and take it away.
Where can they find you, Raquel?
Oh,
I mean,
you guys,
Valerie.
Yeah,
I did that once already.
Valerie Ortiz. You can find me at Val's Tweet on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, official Valerie Ortiz fan page. Say hello, say hi, love you guys.
Hey, and this is Robin with the V signing out. You can find me at B Stays Busy, B-I-Z-Z-Y.
At Cameron Penny, see you next week.
And if you want a real good time, find Valerie on Periscope.
I don't know how to function Periscope.
Mess it up. So fun. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you. Mwah. Good night.
Hey, Miguel.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.